Karen O'Hara joins me now to talk about wellness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, look, you've got a real spring in your step, just as if it is, because it is spring. Which, we always got a spring in your step, actually. Hey, one thing we tend to do at this time of the year is we're starting to think about summer. We're starting to think about taking a few layers off, exposing a little bit more skin. And we often start thinking, right, it's time to sort of, you know, start, you know, getting ready for summer. Maybe doing a bit of a detox and, you know, shaking things up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. This time of the year, I think, is a real popular time for doing either a spring cleanse or maybe a detox. And quite often you'll read online, and I was busy Googling things this morning, and, you know, they were talking about toxins, clearing toxins from the body that lead to weight gain and fatigue and digestive issues. And I was thinking, well, the amazing thing about your body is it's always detoxing. Whether you're choosing to do a cleanse or a detox or not, every single day, your body will do detoxing.
Because my general reaction when I see someone who's trying to sell me something about detoxing is that it's just a marketing ploy. That's what, you know, I'm always kind of going, well, actually, do I really need that if I wanted to just sort of give my body a bit of a break from the things which maybe, you know.
I think they can be really extreme, especially when people get into like juice fasting, yes, plus taking these detox kits, which obviously are very marketing focused. And when I read them as a naturopath, I look at the ingredients and I just look at all the herbs. Most of them are things like laxatives. So obviously you're going to poop a lot because they're going to send your digestive system moving like crazy. They've also usually got like digestive enzymes in there and sometimes some herbs for like cleansing up the body. But actually sometimes they can be quite harsh and extreme. And if you don't know what you're doing and you're just buying one of those kits online, there's going to be no miracles in a 7-day cleanse. And I think that sometimes people get caught up in the, I've overindulged and I've been eating too much over the winter months, or yeah, I've been having too much alcohol, so I'm going to do a cleanse to just create that short circuit of getting into healthy habits again. And they don't do sort of more what I call healthy habits. Instead, they go to an extreme way. So instead of going into just cleaning up their diet, which is my approach, they'd usually go into being like, okay, I'm going to cut out everything. So no caffeine, no alcohol, no dairy, no gluten, no corn, no nightshades, no soy, no refined sugar, no shellfish, no eggs, no rice. And they do it to a really, really extreme way.
I'll eat a banana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what should we do? As you say, I mean, it's pretty simple, right? If cut back on your alcohol, cut back on your coffee, eat clean, you know, eat lots of fruit and veggies.
Absolutely. I think it's about practicing ways of developing healthy body, healthy lifestyle, and looking at what you're doing and what could be making your health worse and why you're gaining weight. And that could be looking at whether you're eating foods that you're really sensitive to or maybe you're allergic to. And that might be that you eat something and you get a bloated tummy. So they'll say, okay, let's take that out of the diet and see if it makes it better. I'm also cutting back on sugar and processed foods. And the easy way to do that is walk around the supermarket. Don't go down any aisles. Just walk around the edge. Get your fruit and veggies, your meat, everything around the outside. Avoid all the processed aisles. Also, bumping up your fiber. So if your liver's cleansing the body and your kidneys, eat more fiber. Make sure you're eliminating all those toxins by getting that roughagen, moving the bowel movements 1 to 2 times a day. Also drinking more water so you can flush the kidneys. So your kidneys and your liver, main detox channels. So if we can support those, your body will be cleansing a lot better than it naturally would if you've got a nice clean diet, rich in fiber, rich in water and good nutrients as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Erin.